Missouri Net News, I'm Bill Wise. The Missouri Senate Judiciary Committee is considering whether to criminalize protesters who interfere with traffic. State Senator Rick Bratton's bill would not hold drivers liable for using deadly force against the protesters and those who illegally cross or attempt to cross private property. Reverend Daryl Gray of the Missionary Baptist State Convention of Missouri says charging nonviolent protesters with a felony is a deliberate attack on democracy, freedom of speech, and assembly.
I'm a product of the civil rights movement. Just last week, we honored the life of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King and his legacy. There were those who didn't agree with many of his methods of protest, but it was those same methods that changed this country for the better. Those same methods that you seek to criminalize are the same methods that helped to destroy Jim Crow laws, segregation, and destroyed centuries of hatred and bigotry.
Bratton, a Republican from Western Missouri's Harrisonville, says for protesters to stop traffic and stop people's ability to move about freely is a gross misunderstanding of constitutional rights. About a dozen law enforcement agencies, local to federal in Missouri, have been tracking down the Gangster Disciples Gang.
Top national and state leaders of the violent Gangster Disciples Gang were arrested Monday morning and indicted in an interstate racketeering conspiracy involving murders, drug trafficking, firearms crimes, and more. Four of the accused gang members are from Missouri, including three from Cape Girardeau and two from Charleston, Missouri. Federal prosecutors say the gang has been a particular focus of top law enforcement agencies for a very long time for activities in Illinois and Missouri, including inside state and federal prisons. Ashley Byrd, Missouri Net.
And police have identified a man and his 7-year-old daughter who were shot in the central west end of St. Louis Sunday night. 27-year-old Darian Fleming and his daughter Demaya were shot in a car on Laclede Avenue. Police believe the gunman knew Fleming, and it was not a drive-by shooting. U.S. Marshals say the final two jail escapees from southeastern Missouri's Iron County have been captured in Colorado.
The U.S. Marshals say Dwight Abernathy was captured Sunday at a Denver area Walmart after trying to shoplift from the store. Samuel Gillum was captured Monday at a Denver Salvation Army homeless shelter. It's unclear whether Abernathy and Gillum will waive extradition back to Missouri. If they fight extradition, the process will be delayed, and Missouri Governor Mike Parson and Colorado's governor would have to get involved. The third escapee, Tracy Brown, was arrested Wednesday at a gas station in New Mexico. Brian Hillsworth, Missouri Net.
No charges will be filed against Jefferson City police officers who fatally shot a man earlier this month. The Associated Press is reporting that the Cole County prosecutor ruled that officers were defending themselves and others when they shot 59-year-old James Rising on January 3rd at a shopping center. More news online anytime at MissouriNet.com. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.